We've got Scott Schultz with us, director of the YMCA. How you doing, Scott?
I'm doing well. How are you, Joel?
Hey, appreciate you coming in today. We had a chance to visit a little bit yesterday off air, and we have so much news to share about the YMCA. So many things going on full speed ahead of the big opening here in a couple of months.
Absolutely. We are moving right now. Everything from hiring all of our leadership team to getting ready to start signing people up for charter memberships beginning in March. We're moving along very quickly right now.
All right. Let's talk about the process, the opportunities for people to be a part of the whole system here, because we've had a lot of announcements of people taking on roles at the YMCA. So talk a little bit about that, and we have one of those with us right here, and then we'll talk a little bit about any further opportunities that people may have to help out with the Y.
Yeah, absolutely. So right next to me is Hannah Kohler. She is our program director. She began with the Y in early January, and she'll be taking on the role of group exercise instruction, getting the instructors for those classes, putting those programs together, as well as all of our youth sports and youth dance classes, and then some of our family programs. That'll be the bread and butter of her work, as well as facilitating the wellness center attendance at the Y itself. So those that are in the wellness center, that'll be teaching you how to use equipment and walking you through that. That'll all be going through Hannah.
Hannah, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, talk about why you wanted to be a part of the Y and kind of what excites you about this this role as program director.
Yeah, I really like the mission of the Y. I think having people from every generation that you can reach, that really kind of drew me in. So right now, like we were talking about, we're building programs for group fitness, so then for all of our youth. And I think being able to reach that broad group of people really, really drew me in.
All right, very good. Are you from the area, from Park Falls?
I am.
Name like Kohler, have to be from Park Falls, right?
Yep.
Of course, all right.
Yep.
Very good. Yeah, it's a very exciting time. And Scott, we've got other positions that have been filled. And anybody else? Do we want to reveal the one you revealed to us last night?
I think that we can.
Okay.
Coming on starting next week, we'll actually be doing her paperwork today. Nancy Demlo from the Park Falls Police Department, she has accepted a position as our active older adult coordinator. And so she'll be beginning here with the Y here very shortly. And then as she will be moving that as she gears towards retirement from the police department. So she'll be kind of doing dual duty, as you will, for a few months here. And she'll be doing everything from chronic disease prevention to a lot of stability programming for our seniors, and really being that welcoming person that really helps facilitate the senior activities.
She'll make it so much fun.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You got to keep an eye on her, though, because from the old days of the Corner Rock, she might want to have like a pickle throwing contest at some point.
I'm told about that. You know, absolutely.
There's things I can tell you about Nancy, about some of the things we did at the Corner Rock. But yeah, what a great face, because she is so positive and will always make it fun.
Absolutely. We're thrilled to have her.
Yeah, all right.
And right now, we're currently in the process of our interviews for the membership coordinator position, that person that'll oversee membership communication, signing people up for memberships, and being that go-to person, as well as our child care coordinator. So the person that will oversee the early learning center for our three daycare classrooms, and that person will be really diving straight into that for about 3 months as we gear up to opening the daycare this summer.
Yeah. Well, you and I talked quite extensively yesterday about the membership fees and stuff, and that information has been released here in the last week or so. So talk a little bit about that, not only the membership fees, but the fact that there's so many opportunities for people to use their insurance and other things to help offset the financial part of being a part of the Y, right?
Yep, absolutely. So as everybody saw online, we posted all of our membership rates, youth being $25, young adult $35, adult $45, and households $65. But then we also have insurance memberships that are accepted as well. So I think it's like something like 11 different insurance providers that cover memberships for YMCAs, thinking about Silver and Fit and One Pass, so like Security Health and a lot of those programs, all cover YMCA memberships. And so as we get our systems up and running, it's actually really easy for us to look that up on your behalf. And so we can look that up for you, get you directly into that, and then you actually don't even have to worry about paying a membership due at all because it goes directly through your insurance.
Yeah, most insurance companies want you to be fit and out there and moving and active, and they'll most of them will pick up a lot of it, right?
Absolutely. And then we also have our Membership for All program. That is it's really what sets the YMCA apart from any other fitness center that you would go to. And as other people from the community, people donate to the annual support campaign, and that goes to supporting our individuals in the community who could benefit from a Y but might not be in a position to or have the means to afford a Y membership. And so with that, you can have anywhere from 60 to 85% of a YMCA membership covered by your membership dues covered by that annual support campaign. And that just goes to your neighbors helping your neighbors. And it's a really cool program that I'm very passionate about. When I was the membership director in Wauwatosa, that was one of our biggest programs, and we helped a lot of people with that.
Yeah. I mean, if you want this to be a part of your life, being at the Y and being a part of the activities, there's so many different ways to make it happen. That's really not an obstacle. The financial part and stuff like that is just many ways.
Absolutely. I always think of my favorite quote is from Martin Luther King, where he said, "Life's most persistent and urgent question is, what are you doing for others?" Mm-hmm. And when I think of that, I think of people like Tim Keefe at the school district, who's there for people all day. You know, when I was 13, my dad passed away, and he was there with me every step of the way. Or you see people like Mike Motter in the community, who they're there for people.
Yeah.
You know, whether he knows you or not, Mike is there to help people.
Yep.
And he, you know, think of people like that and the YMCA. It's all about building a place for people to belong.
Yeah.
And that's what we're wanting to do. We're going to put on a pot of coffee and we're going to have a talk. We're going to just joke around the table and play with a deck of cards. Mm-hmm. Maybe the deck of cards that you have over there. But it's it's a place for everybody. It's a place for all.
Yeah. And Hannah, what, as program director, what, as you look forward to the grand opening here in a couple of months, what excites you the most about what this is going to provide for our community here?
Yeah, I think being able to watch the relationships that people are building through the programs that we're offering. Being able to meet people when you're coming in and develop that relationship, and even me being able to meet more people in the community.
Yeah, exactly. And not many people realize this, but the after school program is currently going. It's running at the school, but
it
it's
is.
Being run through the Y program, right?
It's the 21st Century Grant. It's a grant that the school got. I think we're on year three now, and we've been partnering with them all along the way. And Amy Weinberger, second grade teacher, she's the coordinator for it, and we partner right alongside the school on that. And Amy has done a fantastic job of growing that program over the last 3 years. And as we talked about last night at the meeting, it's growing, and it's growing quite steadily under her leadership.
Yeah, it provides a great service for the kids, for the families. Now, as far as the daycare goes, I understand it's full, but there's a waiting list that they can be on, right?
So there's three rooms for the daycare. There's the 0 to 2 room. That one we can have 8 in our licensed care for that, and we have currently 11 on the list. For the 2 to 3 year old classroom, we can have up to 12 in there, and I want to say we have 7 on that list. And then the 3 to 4 year old classroom, we can have 20 in there, and currently there's only 2 kids in that class that are on the list. So we have a few that are in the earlier classes that we can kind of juggle around to make it work, to figure it out with licensing. But I'm confident we'll be able to help a lot of people with that.
And what's really game changing with this is not just the providing of the after school and the daycare coming, but how you are able to team with, get grants and such like that to make this in most cases free for people, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. And for when we look at grants and then state assistance, if you look at the daycare, the pricing for daycare, which we haven't quite figured out the model on that, we're working with Rhinelander on that quite a bit right now. There's the Wisconsin Shares program that helps with the assistance for group care programs like that. So every week you actually would get a subsidy to bring that price down. And so what we want to make sure that folks know is where there's a will, there's a way. And we have a great team of folks and a lot of partnerships throughout the region that we can help in any way that we can.
Yeah, it's a game changer, because if you can get people that can have their kids in a provider program that makes it economically feasible for them now, right, to get a job. Mm-hmm. Now you're filling some jobs around the area where people are looking for whatever, waiters, waitresses, whatever it may be, and they're saying, hey, I could actually come out on the positive end of this rather than working 40 hours a week, and then when the month is up, I'm right at where I was at the beginning because of the cost of the childcare and such. It's a game changer.
It really is. And yeah, you know, you say you get done with work at 3 o'clock or 3:30, and you can go to the Y, get a workout, and increase your own health and wellness, and then pick your son or daughter up from the daycare at before 5 o'clock, and yeah, then you've had a full day.
Yeah, exactly. Now the Flambeau River YMCA, do I have that right?
Yes.
Is on Facebook too. But if folks have any questions, if they want like a flyer like you've got right in front of me here, where would be a good source for them to get that?
Yep. So Hannah and I are at the credit union almost every day of the week. So if you would like your own flyer to be able to pass out or to have it on hand, we have many of them printed off. Lofton prints and copy. We met with them last night. They actually donated several posters and quarter sheets for us. And so anybody in the community that would like one, we have many to go around.
All right. So you have an officer at the credit union?
Right when you walk in, the left-hand side of the vestibule.
All right. And obviously once the Y opens, then we'll transform it over to there. But if people want the information, want to talk to somebody face-to-face, right at the credit
union. We're right there.
Right at the credit union. It's very exciting. And like I've said many, many times, it's something that is going to, there's no doubt that it's going to make this a better community. It's going to be a building process. When people come to the area, they see the opportunities that are available, and with the possible extensions and additions down the line,
right,
it's just it's in front of me here. Where would be a good source for them to get that?
Yep. So Hannah and I are at the credit union almost every day of the week. So if you would like your own flyer to be able to pass out or to have it on hand, we have many of them printed off. Lofton prints and copy. We met with them last night. They actually donated several posters and quarter sheets for us. And so anybody in the community that would like one, we have many to go around.
All right. So you have an officer at the credit union?
Right when you walk in, the left-hand side of the vestibule.
All right. And then obviously once the Y opens, then we'll transform it over to there. But if people want the information, want to talk to somebody face-to-face, right at the credit
union. We're right there.
Right at the credit union. It's very exciting. And like I've said many, many times, it's something that is going to, there's no doubt that it's going to make this a better community. It's going to be a building process. When people come to the area, they see the opportunities that are available. And with the possible extensions and additions down the line,
right,
it's just, it's amazing. It is amazing to see what this, I'm excited to see what this is going to do for the community.
I am as well, and it's really cool because we know why the USA and communities just like Park Falls around the country are looking at this Y, because for a long time the Y has wanted to expand into smaller communities, and there hasn't been that opportunity. And we're one of the smallest Ys in the nation.
I was going to say this has to be one of the smallest.
We
right?
we are in the top three for smallest.
Okay.
in the country, and so this opportunity doesn't come around often. So there's a lot of eyes on us, and that's terrific news because, based on our success in Park Falls, we're going to see Ys across the country pop up very similarly.
Yeah,
I know right now the Stevens Point YMCA, they're building a Y in Wautoma. Mm-hmm. It's just essentially the same as Park Falls in size.
Yeah, and it's really become, when I was a kid, I'm gonna really date myself here, but there were game rooms. There were arcades when I was a kid.
Right.
And that's where kids kind of hung out. And there were gyms. It seems like the schools were kind of, not that schools aren't a community kind of a center now, but there was more accessibility to gyms and stuff like that. And I kind of see the YMCAs as kind of bringing all that ability for kids in the summertime or off time to have a place to be, that they know that they can be safe. And parents can feel the same way, right?
Absolutely. I know that we've been going to the school district. We're there almost every day of the week, and we have several of the kids that come to us in the after school program, or that are in between sports on their way to sports between school, and they're asking about doing different clubs. in our gathering place room, the former SEP office, which is kind of the community hub room. And we've had a lot of kids who want to do their own. They want to have some different programs, like they want to do a Rubik's Cube club and poetry club and all of these different programs. And this, like, if you have the kids, we can find the space for you. And yeah. So when you look at summer and giving kids a safe place to be and a positive environment for them to thrive in, that's what we're going to be.
All right, Scott. Well, we thank you for the update today. Anything we missed that you wanted to pass along, Scott?
No. If anybody is interested in signing up for our charter memberships, we're ready to go. We're going to be starting to sell those starting right away in March. Cool part about being a charter member is you get a cool charter membership swag hat. So a Flambeau River YMCA hat. We'll do a thank you certificate. And then once the Y is open and we've completed our charter memberships, we'll actually be doing a thank you charter memberships plaque that will live forever at the Y.
Man, fantastic.
And it'll have all the names on there for all of our charters.
Yeah, now's a good time for people to check their insurance and get that going, right?
Absolutely.
It's probably very simple if they just know what their insurance is or whatever their policy number or whatever, guys. You guys can probably make a check on your end, right?
Yep, we can usually make a quick check on our end. Depending on which system, we might have to call Rhinelander because we don't have access to everything quite yet, but we can find out in a pretty quick hurry.
All right, fantastic. All right, Hannah, welcome aboard, and thank you so much for taking time to join us. It wasn't that painful, was it?
No,
wasn't
thank you
too
for
bad.
Having me.
Scott, we appreciate the update. We'll chat with you again in March, okay?
Sounds great. Thank you, Joel.
Scott Schultz, director of our YMCA, joining us here on the 98Q Reality Radio.